KNOM Update News. I'm Lorelei Kinnean, and it's 9:02. A 26-year-old woman who was riding in an SUV was killed in an accident in Dillingham. Alaska State Troopers say Jillian Burton was thrown from the vehicle Sunday, along with driver 21-year-old Chelsea Clark. Neither of them was wearing a seatbelt. Clark was medically transported to Anchorage with serious injuries, and Burton was pronounced dead at the accident scene. Troopers say two passengers in the back seat of the vehicle were treated for minor injuries. They were wearing seatbelts. Troopers do suspect alcohol was a factor in the crash, and they are investigating. Last week's heavy rain and high water took out some river weirs used for fish counting in the Nome Subdistrict. Alaska Department of Fish and Game's area manager Jim Menard says when the high water comes up on the El Dorado, Nome, and Snake River, the fixed picket weirs can't uphold the water.
So the high water just pushes the weir out of the way. So it started to breach the weirs, the high water, with the record rainfall we had.
And we did have record rainfall last Tuesday and Saturday. 1.35 inches broke a 90-year record set in 1922, and Saturday saw a 101-year record fall. While the high water kept and is keeping some fish counters from doing the job of fish counting, the high water brought some fish in. And not having the ability to count fish in the Nome Subdistrict doesn't have Menard too worried. Pink counts easily surpass escapement goals, and when it comes to chums, the escapement goal for the Nome Subdistrict is 23,000 to 35,000 chum salmon. So far, 50,000 chums have made it up into rivers in the area.
Though we're down from the great runs of 2010 and 11, that's still a pretty decent run in the last 10 years. That ranks about middle of the pack for the Nome Subdistrict. So very satisfied with the way the run's going.
Menard explains there is an overall Nome Subdistrict chum salmon escapement goal in the Nome, Snake, and El Dorado rivers. Each have their own chum salmon escapement goals. The El Dorado surpassed the escapement goal already, and with the late run, the Nome and Snake rivers should meet their goal.
But we won't know, because a lot of fish are starting to pass now, you know, with the higher water, and they're starting to move upstream. So we can fly later, but we won't have an exact number. We'll just have a guesstimate for the final count for, like, Nome and Snake River.
Menard says the weirs at the Pilgrim and Unalakleet Rivers are floating weirs and can handle higher water much more effectively. The high water also looks like it brought more kings into the Unalakleet River. Again, area manager Jim Menard says the best count came in last Thursday when 90 kings passed the North River Weir. Friday was looking like another good day. 40 kings passed that morning, and he was expecting another good push. Menard says historically 90% of the kings should be up the river at this point, but with the late run of salmon this year, it's hard to project what the final number will be. As of Friday morning, 800 kings passed through the weir, and the department's escapement goals for the North River are 1,200 to 2,600 king salmon. Menard says back in 2010, there was also a late run. At the end of July, only 60% of the kings passed through at this point.
And if that holds true, we would make the escapement there, but we'll just keep our fingers crossed. You know, late runs never tend to be strong runs, but sometimes they can surprise you. So we're kind of watching the numbers there at North River Tower, and we're going to hope for the best there that we do reach the goal.
The department did not meet escapement goals for king salmon last year. Subsistence king salmon fishing in the Unalakleet and Shaktulik River drainages closed early on July 9th this year. Anchorage Democratic Senator Hollis French says he wants the state to withdraw proposed regulations for abortion payment conditions. French says the regulations may be unconstitutional and are narrower than the current standard. KSKA's Ellen Lockyer reports that French has requested a legal opinion on the regulations. He says the state health department is seeking to reinstate criteria overturned by the Alaska Supreme Court in 2001, when the court said the state must fund medically necessary abortions if it funds medically necessary services for others with financial needs.
Our state Supreme Court said this: when the state government seeks to act for the common benefit,
protection and security of the people in providing medical care for the poor. It has an obligation to do so in a neutral manner so as not to infringe upon the constitutional rights of our citizens.
French says the proposed rule is an attempt to return to the idea of restricting the availability of state funds for abortions. The proposed regulation further defines medically necessary. It states that as a condition for an abortion provider to be eligible for payment under Medicaid, the procedure must be medically necessary because the health of the woman is endangered by the pregnancy.
Medicaid currently pays for medically necessary abortions, and that term has been used for well over a decade to make sure that only those abortions that are medically necessary are the ones that the state pays for. These new regulations tighten that for those procedures that are medically necessary because the health of the mother is endangered by the pregnancy.
French says the interpretation of medically necessary is between a woman and her doctor. The new rule has not yet been adopted. Department of Health and Social Services spokesperson Susan Morgan says the department has no comment until after the public comment period on the rule closes today. And after record rainfall last week and over the weekend, Nome is on track for one of the wettest Julys on record. Last Tuesday, July 25th, was the seventh wettest July day in Nome's history, with 1.38 inches of rain falling in a single day. And this past Saturday saw the wettest July 28th on record, with 1.13 inches of rain. That shattered the 101-year-old record of 0.87 inches, which fell back in 1911. While Nome won't come close to matching the all-time wettest July, a total of 8.43 inches of rain back in July of 1920, it may well end up being Nome's second wettest July ever. Chris Clark is with the National Weather Service in Nome. He says that as of 6 p.m. Sunday, the month of July has seen 5.94 inches of rainfall in Nome.
The number two record is 6.20 inches, and that was set in 1922. So we're not going to hit the all-time wettest July. We could probably hit the number two wettest July, though. That is possible. It's going to be close, though.
Nome's total precipitation since the rain began last Tuesday reached more than 4.5 inches yesterday and continued to climb as more rain fell last night. The heavy rainfall wasn't isolated to Nome, however. Communities across western Alaska were also drenched, with small stream flood advisories issued for the Seward Peninsula from Teller to White Mountain. And this just in, two people involved in a 6 o'clock Saturday morning fire on 105 East Kingsway. There was a two-story single-family fire, and upon arrival, it was contained to inside the Arctic entryway. One person was rescued off the roof and one rescued inside the building. No names have been released, but according to the Nome Volunteer Fire Department, one person did die. The fire department left the scene at about 7:30 Saturday morning. A look at the price of gold. It looks to be down this morning, and the price is at $1,620.20 an ounce. That's down $1. That's down $4.40. An ounce of silver is up 27 cents to $28.16. Unofficially, 44 degrees at the KNOM studios. 11 minutes after 9 o'clock.